Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Unchi? We are reflecting on the readings for the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from Ecclesiasticus chapter 15, verses 16 to 21. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 119. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 to 10. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 5, verses 17 to 37. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is empowered to make the right choice in life. Ben Sirach reminds us in today's first reading that the Lord has placed before us life and death, water and fire. But he quickly notes that we have within us the power to be faithful, that is, the power to overcome sin, death, and to choose eternal life. The power in question, my brother, my sister, is the power of God's Spirit. Having been reborn into God's family in baptism, sealed and strengthened with the gift of the Spirit in confirmation, and empowered by the Eucharist to be and act like Christ, we can objectively say that the power of God's Spirit dwells in us. Thus, we agree with Ben Sirach that we have the power to grow in wisdom, avoid sin, and love God forever. Therefore, a child of God yearning to become mature in faith, a child of God yearning to become a lifeline for God's wisdom, and a bearer of the power of the life in Christ Jesus, must have a firm and unalloyed relationship with God's Spirit, and must be willing to permit the practice and growth of the Spirit's gifts within him or her as he or she matures. Thus, a child of God must be open to the Holy Spirit. Prophet Micah chapter 3 verse 8 reminds us that the Spirit fills us with power, justice, and courage to discover the obstacles that hinder the fruitification of God's blessings. For as St. Paul notes in today's second reading, the Spirit reaches the depths of everything, even the depths of God. Thus, one baptized in the Spirit is gradually enabled to surrender to Christ, to remain on the path of redemption, and to encourage others to do the same based on the life of Christ discovered in the Scriptures and the teachings of the Church. And so our Lord Jesus reminds us in today's Gospel that he did not come to abolish the law and the prophets, but to complete them. For God's commandments, prophetic teachings, wisdom, and knowledge for success in life are hidden in the Scriptures, but revealed to a man or woman led by the Spirit and yearning to discover in himself or herself attitudes and actions contrary to Jesus' life and teachings. Thus, by God's grace, we can discover and eradicate attitudes and actions that make it impossible to choose a life in Christ and to share God's mercy and love with others. Therefore, my brother, my sister, let us remain open to God's Spirit, who empowers us to pray. He empowers us to accept Jesus' life expressed in his word, in his Scriptures. He also empowers us to be a witness, to the power of the life of Christ Jesus in this world. Together with the psalmist, let us pray and ask the Lord to open our eyes that we may see the wonders of His law. May the Lord help us and bless us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.